Blessed be the Lord day by day, God, our salvation, who bears our burdens.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in a synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not a carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not all his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place and in his own house." And he did not work many deeds there because they lacked faith. The Gospel of the Lord.
Since the beginning of this week, we've been celebrating some profound Dominican saints. First was St. Louis Marie de Montfort, another St. Catherine of Siena. Another St. Catherine of Siena is one of these paintings. And we celebrated Pope Pius V, and today is St. Joseph the Worker, who happens to be the patron saint of my province, the Dominicans, my province, Nigeria and Ghana. Today it's a big celebration back home because 75 years ago, some three staff of Fenwick High School in Chicago, Dominicans, left America to Nigeria 75 years ago for mission work. So today is known as Workers' Day in many places, in the Philippines, in Nigeria, in many parts of Africa, what you know as Labor Day. It's Workers' Day. St. Joseph the Worker. What do we learn from this humble saint? I'll point out three things. He worked with his hands. When you read the scriptures, hardly would you hear that he spoke. There was never a time they said he spoke, he said something. But he was always referred to as the carpenter. Jesus, the son of the carpenter, he worked. By working, he contributed to expanding God's creation. He worked. He was not just idle. He was very active. He was building, making stools and pews and bed. And maybe Jesus would carry one of those tools on his head to the market. Did you ever imagine that? Helping his father, Jesus, we are talking about God, with hammer and nail, and be helping his father to do carpentry job. Even God works. He worked, and he still works. The dignity of labor. St. Joseph teaches us about the dignity of labor. In the gospel, they said, "Isn't he the son of the carpenter?" They belittled him. How often do we belittle other people's work, what other people are doing? "I'm a medical doctor." "No, she's a cleaner." "No, that's what they were doing. He's the carpenter. There's nothing in there." Knowing that if there are no carpenters, we're not going to get our furniture. So, in St. Joseph, we learn about the dignity of labor. The dignity of labor, whether you are codifying whatever, or you're an astronaut, or you are this, you are a lawyer. All what is important is to expand God's creation. The reading that we would have had is from Genesis, because you practice the one for the day. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. I want you to go home and think about it. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. When God created Adam and Eve, he put them in the garden and said, go and work and multiply. Work was not a punishment. He says to them, go and be productive. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. In all we do, let us have at the back of our mind that we are being productive. We are contributing to creation. St. Paul will say in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, whatever you do, do with your whole heart. Do it as though you are working for God and not for man. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. In all of this, we remember St. Joseph. We remember him because he was always thinking of how to build and not to destroy. Imagine putting those furnitures, those woods together. He was building. And that's what Christ came to do. Christ actually learned to save us, building up creation, building up the world by learning to put woods together. While they were mocking him that he was just a carpenter, who was learning how to build humanity together, build individuals together, build sinners together, bring them together. You know, am I building or am I destroying? The entrance song today was very touching. Oh Lord, my God, how great you are. Look at the whole creation. How can I be part of God's creation? How can I be part of God's goodness in life?